welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck, and you know I say this each and every week. We love hearing from all of you, your comments, your stories, your ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And ride along, as always, is my producer, sound engineer, and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart.
Well, you're back from the dead.
I'm back from the dead.
It seems like it's been almost a month since we've heard from you, for crying out loud.
Well, I wasn't sick that long, but it probably doesn't surprise Tigger or anybody these days if I come back from a trip and I get wore down and I end up getting the crud or getting a little sick.
So how many people on that cruise in your group ended up being sick? Because I think there was right around 20.
Yeah, there was a group of 20 of us. We took up 9 cabins on the cruise ship. And sure enough, towards the end of our trip, and we were gone for 2 weeks, slowly members of our family started coming down with the sniffles, the sneezes, stuff like that. I'm happy to say none of us had the stomach flu or anything like that, which is commonly caught when you're on a cruise ship. But yeah, we have a couple of those with head colds going on right now.
The crud.
Yeah, it's the crud.
Just the crud. Well, whenever you go on these trips, you come back with fandangled ideas because you had the chance to sit and think about this. Lo and behold, here we are shopping for a camper.
Yes, yes.
I mean, legitimately shopping for a camper, and there is one that is in our sights. In fact, as soon as we get done with the programs, we're going over and we're taking a look at this. How this just kind of fell together. A buddy of ours, I saw the pictures on Facebook.
He just was getting back from a trip himself with
exactly.
the family.
And I just noticed that, and I was like, oh, I wonder if he had rented this camper. I had no idea if they owned one or not. I just kind of saw some beautiful landscape pictures, and he had this camper, and I thought, I wonder if he rented that. And you and I have talked about this before, of renting a camper. And we'll just tell you, we're looking at a Class C, okay?
Motorhome. Class C motorhome, just to clarify what we're looking at. And you've heard us joking about buying a Cousin Eddie camper for a long time.
Right, right.
So no, we're not looking at brand new. We're looking at something used, because Tigger and I don't know if we are the RV type. Are we going to be happy with a Class C where you're driving that motorhome? Or would we rather have a fifth wheel? We just don't know.
Right. So we've kind of been going back and forth, and I got to admit, I don't know anything about campers. I like being in them. I like doing that, but I don't know anything. So here we are. We're looking at this one, and it is not a Cousin Eddie by any stretch of the imagination.
It's actually nicer than we thought we'd find.
It's way nicer than what we thought. But here we are when we called my buddy last night, and we were talking about this. So here we are trying to learn about something that neither one of us are really avid campers with the RV. I mean, this is totally, totally, totally out of our realm. And there's like a million places you can go and Facebook groups and all this kind of stuff to try to figure some things out.
And we're very avid campers with camping with tents. And don't get us wrong, we've both camped our fair share with every type of RV there is, riding along with others. But you've owned a fifth wheel before.
Yes, I
have not actually physically owned one. I'm just that, you know, when you always hope like a friend has a boat, right? I've always done that with the camper too. I've slept in all my friends' campers. So now we're actually dipping our toe in and going to try and buy one ourselves.
And this is kind of twofold. Yes, it's for fun and get away, but we're actually looking at doing the mobile studio, the office.
Taking the show on the road.
Exactly. That we can, if we're going to be somewhere, that we can record, that we don't need to be in our studio, in our home.
Or I've been petitioning that after all the holidays, New Year's is behind us, him and I head south and see some of our good friends and go down to that part of the country during
Absolutely.
The cold months. We don't
Absolutely.
Have to deal with 30 below if we don't
right?
want to.
Right. So here's my question is, the do's and don'ts. We need your help on this, because you know when you go onto social media and you start reading in some of these different groups, and there's a group about everything.
The keyboard warriors
come
out.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's this, and you get opinions this way and that way. I like it old school. I like for people to come out and say, this has been my experience.
I wish I would have known this.
Yes. So what do we need to look for on this thing?
And just so you know, how old is this? Actually, the camper or the motorhome we are looking, the Class C, is coming up on 20 years old. So like I said, it's not, you know, it's not a new one. It's going to be about 20 years old. However, taken very good care of, has a new rubber roof just put on it. So just kind of, yeah, feel us out. What do we need to look for?
What's the phone number that they can call?
Call or text us right now, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can email bendradioshow@gmail.com.
And to my knowledge, it does not leak. We're going to find out more on that. That it does have an onboard generator, because people are going to start with those basic things, right?
And it's been on some excellent road trips across the country in the last 2 years. Yep. No issues whatsoever. And you were buying this from a friend. You've been friends with Jeremy for, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
You guys even lived together at one point.
Yeah, we were roommates for a little bit.
Right,
yeah.
So it's a trusting, it's a good relationship where it's not somebody just trying to sell us something fast.
Exactly right. But we don't know what we don't know. And one of the things that Beck and I were looking at, is this worth the money? And that's my big question, weigh in on this. Should we take this over to an RV dealership and have them go through it, do a deep cleaning inside and outside, but then also kind of a little bit of a training session of, okay, you need to watch for this. You need to pay attention to this. If this happens, it's a sign of this. Those are all the things that we don't know. So number one, is that available? I'm assuming it is. And number two, is it worth the money? I think it is, just to get a little edumacations on it versus we just go out. But I can see a lot of other people saying, you know what, you two just get out and drive the thing and see what happens.
And that doesn't help, because he's dealing with me, who is learned by fire. I'm like, let's just hit the road. We'll figure it out.
We'll see what happens. And I'm more meticulous. Yes, I am more prepared for this thing. So yeah, give us a shout. We want to hear from you.
On that note, we're going to take a short break. Crew, stay where you are. The Ben Show will be back right after this.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Hey, this is Michelle Miller, otherwise known as the Farm Babe. I would like to personally invite you to the world's first floating farm cruise. Yes, a cruise in the tropics, geared directly to farmers and ranchers. Join me and the rest of my crew January 29th through February 2nd, 2026, as we depart from Galveston, Texas, and make our way to Cozumel. Exclusive farm tours, networking, contests and entertainment, speakers, and a whole lot more on the Farm Cruise. Head to thefarmcruise.com and book your spot today.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Bend Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. Yes, you know that I have been traveling a lot. Tigger has been stuck at home with the cows, the horses, taking care of the ranch, but that's okay because he knows that I love hitting the seas and traveling. Well, on my latest travel, as I've been talking about it, was to Alaska on a cruise ship. We went with the Holland American Line. Let me tell you, fabulous. Okay. I had so much fun. I was with all my family. We took up 9 cabins, if you can imagine how many people that was. But the conversation around the dinner table every night was about crew life. Like, how do these folks, you know, how do they do it? I mean, they're smiling, they're happy, they're saying thank you, they're saying good morning, good night. So with us today, I thought it was fun to actually sit down with one of the crew members, and I have joining us Alina Belliano, and she is going to visit with us. Alina, thank you so much for jumping on the show. How long have you been a crew member?
I've been a crew member for 8 years now.
Wow, 8 years. And if you notice, she has a little bit of an accent. So my first question is, because a lot of the crew members you'll see are, or they have accents, they're from other countries. Where are you from?
Yes, indeed. We have crew members from a variety of countries, 50 plus, and I am from Italy specifically.
Italy. Okay, that's one country I've not been to. I've studied abroad in France. I've done Switzerland, Germany. I know. She's all ready to walk away from me. She's like, how can you not do Italy? Don't worry. I promise it's on the bucket list. It will happen. So, okay, I have a question first off. How do you all stay so happy? I mean, it's unbelievable. I look around and everyone is smiling. And is there something, some secret that you guys do that everybody is just so much fun to be around?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, we have a very varied crowd. We interact with one another on a daily basis. The ship can seem very large, can look very large to a passenger, but for us it's actually quite a tiny home where we spend months of our life at the time. And we just are happy to travel the world, be paid to travel the world, and have such a dynamic job. Every week we have different guests as we operate at the moment on a weekly cruise basis here in Alaska. So it's an extremely interesting and varied everyday lifestyle, and we are very grateful for this.
Okay, so how do you go about having a little bit of a normal life? I mean, like, what are the work hours? Do you work like normal 8 to 5, as we joke in the United States, the lower 48? Or, you know, how does that work? Or do you guys have a deck of your own? I mean, is it your own town? How does this work?
So we work a variety of different schedules according to what specific operation you are deployed at or you are employed in. So if you work at the restaurant, for example, you'll have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner hours. If you do a job that's office-based like me, then that will be a classic 8 hours per day, 9 hours. Everything can change according to what are the operational needs, but those are more or less the schedules. It all depends on where are you actually working. If you are deck and tech, that means your nautical department, so the people who drive the ship, or our technical department, who are the beating heart of the ship. They make everything work, from lighting up your light, turning on your switches, and to having a hot water when you take a shower. It all depends on what's your job specifically.
Oh, wow. And I figured you all had to have special certain areas that was, you're in charge of this. Okay. So you've put in your day of work. How does the crew get to relax? I mean, do you have your own quarters? Do you have your own restaurants? Or do you mingle with the guests?
It is absolutely possible. All crew is welcome to mingle with the desk, with the guest. Of course, so all crew is welcome. All crew members are welcome to mingle with the guest, of course, to visit the guest areas and participate in guest activities if they wish to. We also have, of course, decks that are dedicated to the crew, where we have, of course, our accommodations. And we have our messes, we have our offices, and we have our own gym, and we have our different welfare activities planned on a monthly basis. So as HR, we also oversee the welfare program for the crew members. So every month we meet all together and we decide what are the activities for the next month to try to keep it varied and interesting.
Oh, fun. So well-being, it could be, say, maybe there's going to be a tournament or something. Maybe you're going to have a dance or something. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yes, absolutely. So we organize excursions. So we have our own tournaments. So it can be sports tournaments, PlayStation tournaments. We are also organizing a talent show for the next month. We organize various Independence Days for our communities, the different nationalities on board. We have special food events, and the list goes on.
Wow. Okay. It really sounds like you take care of one another really well. And I can tell by visiting with you, do you feel like you become like your own community, your own family, essentially?
Yes, absolutely. So the contracts, we are talking about many months at sea. So yes, we do grow very close to, we do get very close, one to one, very close with each other. And we really become family. So I really feel very happy where people just approach me, calling me by name. And, you know, they just ask me, how can I make their life better? What can I do for them if they have any doubt, anything related to HR, etc.?
All right. So here's a crazy question. What do I got to do to be like a member? Like, how do I get to like work on a cruise ship and travel the world and get paid to do this?
Well, just go on and apply for it. Yeah. Take that leap of faith, which is what I did. I was working in a very stable office-based job in Europe. And then one day I just quit and I started this chapter and I don't regret it. It's been an amazing adventure. And I've met people from literally all over the world. It has been extremely rewarding. And I literally cruised around the world. I've seen places that I didn't even know existed on the map. So you can just apply. You can visit our website under the section careers. And you can check what are the openings, what are the positions available. And there you go. Just send your CV.
There you have it. You're going to all be heading to Holland American Line now to see what it takes to become one of these crew members. All I can say is they're the happiest people I've been around, and it makes one's vacation feel like it's truly, you're just in a happy community.
So you asked some questions in there about how one goes about getting a job or a career change upon one of these cruise ships. Could you do that, you think?
Could I handle signing up for several months at sea at a time?
Could you do that?
I absolutely think I could.
Really?
I actually think so. And, you know, there's folks that in their retirement are finding out that it's cheaper to live on a cruise ship instead of going into retirement home for a while. I think I could do that too.
So do you think I could handle being on a cruise ship like that at sea for X amount of months in the hospitality industry?
I think you actually could.
What?
I know that's hard for you to believe, Tigger, but I do think that you would settle in and realize that there is just a whole nother world out there. And I do feel like you could handle it. I could see you on stage introducing the entertainment
for
the
night.
Okay,
I could be doing that sort of thing, but I am perfectly happy just fishing from shore.
I know you are. But the good thing is you could still do that on your days off when they're at port. You could happen to, you know, think about all the different places you could go fishing.
In Alaska.
Yes.
Possibility, Beck.
All right, crew. If you want to apply, though, as Alina said, again, Alina, thank you for being on the show. Make sure you head to hollandamerica.com and under their career section, you might just find your next job. All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Ben Show. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ride Along Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Beginning of the show, we talked about how we are debating about possibly very possibly purchasing our first classy motorhome. It's going to be about 20 years old. And you guys came back right away with some comments about what we need to watch for.
Yeah, they said definitely go ahead and go to a dealership and pay them to go through it to find out if there's any little repairs that need to be made and check valves and hoses and everything.
Maybe some rot you didn't even know about.
Didn't even see that. And then the other recommendation that we got, which makes total sense, is don't go on like a big trip south for a month for the first time. To just take it out close by in case something does happen.
I thought that was really great advice. I really did, because I hadn't even thought about that. And that suggestion right there rang a bell of how many times do we go and do something, jump in it with both feet, and
your
then
eyes get bigger than your stomach, right?
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Bite off more than you can chew.
So go to, just start out and go someplace close, and then you can figure out what you need. Like, well, I need this gear, or I need this, or I would like to have this, or whatever the case is.
Find out how hard it is to actually level it.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, I do have some news for everybody that has crossed my wires. First off, there has been a rumor going across social media. I think this happens every year for the last, like, close, I don't know, for the last 20 years, ever since they came with the real ID back in 2005 when Congress said that was going to go into effect, and now it has. Well, get this, the, how do you want to call it, rumor on social media has been that the Costco card, yes, your Costco card, will get you on a plane. Well, as much as we love Costco.
People think a Costco card is going to get them on a plane.
Yeah, I know. We love the free samples, the gas prices, the 48-pack of muffins, right? It's all great. But there's one thing your Costco card can't do, and that's get you on a plane. Yes, even the TSA has officially shut down that rumor that your Warehouse Club membership counts as a real ID, despite the shiny star on that Costco card or even a photo on your app. It's not a valid ID for flying. The TSA put it perfectly. They put a post on social media just this last week themselves saying, "We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens too, but please stop telling people your Costco card is a real ID. It absolutely is not." And since May 7th, you know, you do now need that real ID, a passport, or other federally approved photo ID to fly domestically. Show up with your shopping cart. You might miss your flight, and no one wants that. So pack smart, fly smart, and save that Costco card for the snack aisle, not the security line. Boots, bios, and big gators. Tigger's ears just popped up, like big time looking at me, and his eyes are wide. Want to walk a mile in your own boots? In Texas, that now includes hunting the leather yourself. You heard me right. Houston-based Republic Boot Company is offering a $5,000 package that comes with a guided East Texas gator hunt and a pair of custom cowboy boots made from your very own alligator.
I want to go. We'll take the new camper and we'll go down there. Absolutely.
Listen to this. That price tag also covers your hunting guide, perfect, firearms,
yeah,
ammunition, tags from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and even a head mount of your gator. But you'll need a group of four or more to book the trip and a little patience. The custom boots.
Another couple has to go with us, Beck.
The custom boots take about 8 months to make.
Who cares?
Since tanning gator hide doesn't happen overnight. The hunts are going down this fall near Anahuac. I don't know if I said that correctly. Anahuac, Texas. A-N-A-H-U-A-C, if I didn't say that right. My apologies. Also known as the alligator capital of Texas during the short but wild gator season, September 11th through the 30th of 2025. Owner Chris Conrad says, while most people associate gator hunting with the big gnarly beast seen on TV, those larger alligators typically have bigger and rougher scales that aren't ideal for leather working. 8-foot gators are just right, tough enough for the hunt, but perfect for the premium leather. So if you're ready for the full Texas experience, boots, bio, and big reptiles, this one's for you.
I don't even know what to say. This is genius.
Right?
I want to go.
I know.
Let's get that camper bought and let's go down there. September, what was it, 11th?
September 11th through the 30th. And get this, they're selling fast, these hunts.
Okay, so you said $5,000, and that covers everything. That covers your tags,
your firearms, ammunition,
going out, the head mount, a custom pair of boots.
It does not cover your hotel accommodations.
Who cares?
And
we're taking the camper down there. We don't need no hotel accommodations back. We're going that. It okay, we got to save that. That I'm all fired up now.
I know you are. You're grinning from ear to ear right
now. I saw this on social media a few times, and
I didn't think it was real, did you?
I didn't pay a lot of attention to it.
I headed to Reptile Boot Company's website, and sure enough, all the details are right there.
Okay, we need to say goodbye, and let's send them a message, and let's get on board with this thing.
We're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Remember, keep sending us in any questions you might have, as well as the answers to the questions we asked you at the beginning of the show regarding us possibly purchasing our first RV motorhome, as well as what's going on in your area. What's your field reports? How is summer rolling for you? That number, again, you can call or text 305-900-2363, or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, TheBenShow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Ben Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.